second cup of tea or coffee. And my generosity is not because of religious reasons. I am hoping that I'll have three more members soon, so that we are co-rate four. So if we have not started on time, it doesn't mean my watch has stopped. The genuine Chinese fake is still ticking. So we are trying to locate the other members. So I beg your indulgence. Thanks, good folks. So we might start about 10 minutes late or so. But in the meantime, there's that second cup of coffee or tea or the strongest drug, pure water. The time that we need to adopt, we'll send the SOS to the Portfolio Committee on Trade and Industry to assist us with one member. Then we'll be able to do justice to the work in hand. We may commence. I think it will be propitious to use the method we used yesterday, clause by clause, and then point out what we did. We move to the next one in that fashion until the end. But it was basically the towards the end where there was major amendments. We are in your able hands, Advocate Erasmus.
Thank you very much, Chairperson. Yes, Chairperson is completely correct in that regard. If I can come from the department side and just indicate the only amendment that was to be affected was in Clause 8, relating to the designation of funeral undertakers and the wording that should be changed there. So once we get to Clause 8, obviously Clause 8 will be with amendments. There were no other amendments suggested in terms of all the other clauses, Chairperson. So from our side, we'll only give the inputs when it comes to Clause 8. Chair, thanks.
Thank you very much. The Il Akbar leader, Dias Edisophone. You may tell your good wife, Eddie, you still love her. It's just that you are in the meeting now. Clause number one. You remember we went through this, good folks. All I need is somebody to move and another to second. Oh, okay, so you are still phoning your...
Yeah.
Have you sent your SN... We've done that. Would you like to say something, Advocate? It seems as if...
Chair, it's just basically to say we did everything yesterday. Yeah. It's just maybe can't... I don't want to go through everything again. We did it yesterday. Thanks.
We'll just wait for Mayor Honorable Kowa to come. And the other person. I just hope that Honorable Bertha is not doing a Mandela on us. As she moves, she greets and speaks with everybody. We might see her this early evening. So as soon as they come, we'll commence, good folks.
Thank you.
company, most welcome. Folks, there she is. Eddie says that we are fine. We are dealing with the births and deaths amendment bill, Connie. Thank you very much, sir. I'm indebted to your kind indulgence. I don't know your name. Meneer van der Westhuizen, ek heet u welkom. Ek is baie bly om u te sien. Baie bly. We can commence. We're at the stage where we're saying that the first clause of the Births and Deaths Registration Amendment Bill, we have had the deliberations for everything but for the last clause. So I'll ask the House for a mover and a seconder. Honorable Matuna Peterson moves.
I move with amendments, Chairperson. Thanks.
And Honorable Palindlela seconds.
Thank you, Chairperson. I do second.
Could we do likewise for the second clause? Honorable Mayor Ditebe.
Chairperson, I move the amendment.
Kaluha me matebe. Mam.
I second.
Nyabonga Mama Kuba. So that takes us to the third clause. A mover. Me Matuna Peterson.
I move, Chairperson.
A seconder.
I second, Chairperson.
Thank you, Honourable Member. That takes us to clause number four. I have a mover.
Second.
We go to the fifth clause. Seconder, may Matebe seconds. Number six. Thank you, Honourable Member. Seconder. There's a seconder. You noted, Eddie. Thank you, Honourable Member. That takes us to number seven. Ola seven. Or is it Zola seven? Whoever it is, but it's number seven. And I'm glad it's a bit chilly today. Somebody's wearing his jacket. Not going to leave it. A mover. Thank you very much, Honourable Member. A seconder. Thank you very much, Honourable Member. Connie, just to keep you abreast, yesterday the State Law Advisor had to attend to some other business, so he left his jacket on the chair, and somebody thought he's still there. And it was only the jacket that was there. And then I had to remind the House that not in the case of the State Law Advisor, but it was common practice in one of our provinces of this country, where civil servants came to work early in the morning, they just left the jacket on the chair and disappeared for the rest of the day. And people would move past and say, no, he must have gone for tea or lunch. The man comes back the next day, just dusts off the dust from the jacket, Number 8, Advocate Erasmus, number 8 was where the amendments were. Could you kindly remind the House?
Thank you very much, Chairperson. Yes, that's it related specifically to Section 22A, capital A, subsection 5, which read, no person other than the persons contemplated in subsection 2 shall engage in activities relating to the registration of debts in terms of this Act. Now obviously, we also have Chapter 3, and you want to pin this down to only specifically the funeral undertakers. So what we've done in this regard is to suggest the following amendment, that one would indicate there, one would omit the word person, and you'll substitute that with the words funeral undertaker. So it would read as follows then, Chairperson. No funeral undertaker other than the persons contemplated in subsection 2 shall engage in activities relating to the registration of debts in terms of this Act. The reason why we retaining the word persons later on is because you refer to persons in subsection 2. But the persons that we're referring to there is your funeral undertakers. So then it captured, then you've still got your Chapter 3, where other people are also still authorized to register this in terms of this Act, Chairperson. Thanks, Chair.
Thank you very much, Advocate. Members, we are all clear, we follow that, we remember that. So in the clean bill, I think they call it copy B, we'll have that correction in place there. So that was the issue that we needed to note before we move and second on this one. May I kindly have a mover?
I move to present.
Thank you very much, Honourable Member. Thank you very much, Mebetha. And the others, third and fourth and fifteenth. Thank you. Shall we go to number 9? A mover and a second. Thank you, ma'am. Thank you. We go to clause number 10. Thank you, member. Thank you. Won't ask where you are moving to. And you second, okay. Number 11. Who's moving? Thank you. Second. Thank you very much, ma'am. Clause number 12. A mover and a shaker. At this rate, you'll be very fit. Thank you. Clause number 13, good folks.
Yes, sir.
Thank you. Seconder. Thank you, ma'am. From 14 to 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21. There were no amendments to those. Could I kindly ask somebody who moves all of those?
I move all of those, Chairperson.
And could we kindly have a second? I would prefer to have somebody from another party, please. Thank you, ma'am. Thank you very much, good folks. issue, it was comment before we started, just a word on the cost implications from the department, if you want to say something.
Thank you, Chairperson. Honourable members, as we indicated yesterday, that we are currently conducting research in terms of whether or not we'll need what kind of an infrastructure. So the clause as is now, it's not going to be implemented as is, because in any way, if we take fingerprints, we need to deal with the dynamics in terms of fingerprints of children. Will they change? From what age if they do change? But so we're dealing with all the whole issues. So by the time the department decides to say we are going to implement, there will obviously be an indication in terms of do we need to, how much cost are we going to incur. But as of now, the financial implications were based on the issues that we're changing. We are going to be able to cover them on the baseline. And the explanation we gave yesterday, I thought maybe made it clear to say we're conducting research in terms of whether or not we can take biometrics of children, for example, from what age can we to start doing that. So the entire details will come at a particular stage wherein there is a clear decision in terms of now from this date we are moving towards the taking of fingerprints of children. Then there was another issue, if I may, Chairperson, in relation to the child born out of wedlock. The current provisions are saying if you look at Section 10 also, it complements Section 9, that if the child is born out of wedlock, the mother would the child will take the surname of the mother. But in cases where there might be issues relating to mother and father maybe not being in good terms in terms of registration of a surname, just referring to Section 10 B, I'll just read it, 10.1b. It does say that there might be a joint request by both the mother and the father in relation to the surname, whether the child will take the surname of the father. And in that case, the father will have to acknowledge, currently is by mere signature, that I allow that this child take my surname. But what we are saying is also in the bill is that that will still remain the arrangement. But in cases where there are disputes, and perhaps the father is the person who's coming forward to register, like yesterday indicated, we'll accept the application, but then we'll have to find out in case where is the mother. And obviously the father most probably will know the details of the mother. So the registration will still be possibly be made. So the only issue that we'll do is just to verify the details around what we have in the registration, the form itself, because as we know, the certificate is issued basically with the details of the mother. So, and I think the department is still looking towards including both details of the parents on the certificate, but that's something that I think they're still investigating in terms of whether we can have that or not as of yet. But we have come across such cases and we've been able to resolve them. So we don't foresee much of problems on that. Thank you.
If I may say, right. You know, in the process, in the application of unabridged certificates, unabridged birth certificates with the immigration centres, the foreigners, or in this case, migrants who are here, who want to register their children, will find that they do register both the mother as well as the father in a registration of that unabridged birth certificate. So if that could be done and there's no problems there, why can't we easily do it in the South African birth certificate?
Chair, if I may just, I think I got the question, but there's something I want to ask. What I understand is that the Honourable Member is saying we are able to have both the details of the father and the mother on the unabridged. I think that is also the case on the South Africans, for as long as there is information about both parents. Yeah, thank you.
Thank you very much. Good folks, let me do my part. Oh, State Law Advisor, you had your hand up, sir.
Chair, just one thing that I want to explain with regard to the member. Honorable member referred to the memorandum of objects. especially with that issue that there are no financial implications for that. One thing that I just want to mention in the committee is that the memorandum of objects is not part of the bill. It's just meant as an explanation to members. But it requires in terms of the rules of the National Assembly so that it can explain to members the objects of the bill and all. So the issue of the financial implications is also one of the issues that must be contained in the memorandum of objects. The empowering provision in the Act itself, because the member said we must empower, we must make sure that we empower the DG. The DG is already empowered in the Act in terms of that clause, but that just explain. It's part of the information that is required by Parliament when it's processing the bill, so that members can use that information, so that they can be aware what they are passing in terms of that Act. I'm raising it because also in the Municipal Electoral Amendment Bill, you will recall that the issue was also raised in terms of that part where it deals with financial obligation for the Act. Because when the bill at the end of the day is passed, the memorandum of objects falls away. It's not part of the Act eventually.
I thank you very much for the information and reminding us. And I will seek to emulate your good example by justifying my pay by reading the following, so that I also justify why I should be paid on the 15th. The Portfolio Committee on Home Affairs, having considered the subject of the Births and Deaths Registration Amendment Bill, referred to it and classified by the joint tagging mechanism as a Section 75 bill, reports the bill with amendments. I thank you, good folks. So I will also get paid on the 15th. Members, I would like to thank you very much. And I would like to thank our two members. We'll always call upon your good offices in the future. And the least I could do is invite you to a cold cup of tea or coffee or a warm appetizer. Thank you very much, good folks. So we meet next Tuesday. Is that correct, Eddie?
Yeah. Tuesday.